RadioSt.Pete.com.
RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews The Spy Who Dumped Me, now playing in area theaters.
There is a comedy subgenre for characters who are in over their heads, usually due to ineptness on their part. The two girls in The Spy Who Dumped Me realize they are no match for the dozens of trained assassins they encounter and are only fumbling through their farcical escapades by dumb luck. They are more self-aware than Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd in Spies Like Us, who were sure they were elite. The most recent cousin to The Spy Who Dumped Me, Melissa McCarthy's Spy, was somewhere in the middle, as she was already an adept intelligence analyst back at the office, so why not translate those skills to the field? Director and co-writer Susanna Fogel aims to resurrect the familiar plot frame of laughs through near-death experiences and fish-out-of-water naivete, and succeeds in doing exactly that for the film's first half, before the tidal wave regrettably loses momentum and direction, resulting in a disappointing muddle. Riffing on James Bond via Austin Powers with the title The Spy Who Dumped Me, Fogel hired the right talent each character deserves. Audrey, played by Mila Kunis, is the straight man in the duo, the reactor. She is more level-headed, cautious, and spends more time than she would like reining in the zany Morgan, played by Kate McKinnon. Fogel and co-writer David Iserson deliberately overwrite Morgan. She is so unbelievable she almost escapes comedy and borders on mental illness. Morgan quickly latches on to the bumbling spy wannabe lifestyle and not only wants to see it through until the end, but even has designs on maintaining the pretense until she will inevitably get bored of it and wander away somewhere else. Audrey's boyfriend, Drew, played by Justin Theroux, speaks on the audience's behalf when he first meets Morgan. Aren't you a little much? Drew is the eponymous spy who opts for the classy move and breaks up with Audrey via text. Tacky, to be sure. However, in an early visual compare and contrast between Audrey's plodding, go-nowhere Los Angeles life and Drew's persistent kill-or-be-killed action-thriller lifestyle in Vilnius, Lithuania, we understand why he only had a second or two to call it quits. No time to chat when even a simple trip to the market morphs into a bloody morass full of snapping limbs and exploding brains. The Spy Who Dumped Me earns its hard R rating, not so much from the swears in adult situations. Rather, Fogel and Iserson choose to unleash graphic gore upon an unsuspecting audience. It's a situation comedy, reached a chuckling at the bloodless violence and moving on to the next pun. Instead, we soon learn any character can die at any moment through any sort of disgusting mechanism. We're on our toes. Bullet holes to the skull, knives through any number of body parts, head in the boiling fondue, and chopped off fingers for easy transporting are only a few examples of Fogel's intention to take all the standard spy stereotypes and turn them up to 11. The Spy Who Dumped Me was working. The girls jet off to Vienna to complete a mission. They encounter a deadly model slash gymnast slash torture artist, and at times their outrageous accidents border on hysterical. Yet the film collapses on top of itself. The pace slows, exposition explains backstory, emotional attachments are formed to create dimensions. Worthy efforts for any script. But The Spy Who Dumped Me is not capable of balancing the shift in tone and making the two halves work together. The visual humor hits its pinnacle with the stoic assassin gymnast played by Ivana Sakhno pierce through her sniper scope to locate two dumb American girls and sees every horrible but probably true American stereotype. There are corresponding humor troughs through a Balzac joke and Morgan's infiltration of a Cirque du Soleil troupe. Sitcom fans will most likely forgive the film's imbalance and laugh all the way home before certain plot holes take over and make them forget about the movie lest they circle the edge of insanity trying to unravel inconsistencies. Others will admire another overpowering Kate McKinnon character and remind everyone she is their favorite Saturday Night Live performer. However, the silent majority will appreciate another accidental spy comedy, a first half which almost succeeds in carrying the film before drowning under its own weight, and most likely forget The Spy Who Dumped Me ever existed. That is why I give The Spy Who Dumped Me 2.5 out of 4 stars.
The Spy Who Dumped Me is rated R, now playing at Studio Movie Grill Seminole, Cobb Tyrone Luxury 10, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Regal Largo Mall 8, AMC Sundial 20 in downtown St. Petersburg, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell, JUHL.com.